This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Here's an update on Lebanon's tiny steps back toward normal life after the recent war. Although Israel lifted its air blockade of Lebanon yesterday, the sea blockade remains in force. Today, Israeli officials made clear they have no intention of maintaining the sea cordon once the United Nations is able to deploy a naval force there. The officials say there's no clear time frame for that, but they are suggesting that a UN maritime force strong enough to guard the coast should be in place within the next 48 hours. At the same time, several international airlines have resumed normal service in and out of Beirut's airport.
We turn now to the psychological impact of war, specifically how the war between Israel and Hezbollah that ended with the August 14th ceasefire affected the civilian population. Residents in Israel and Lebanon suffered from stress and fear during the month-long conflict. In a moment, we'll hear from the Lebanese side. But first, NPR's Linda Gradstein has this report from the northern Israeli town of Kiryat Shemona, where many residents were forced to spend the duration of the war in bomb shelters.
Early one morning, 2.5 weeks into the war between Israel and Hezbollah, Albert Malka left the bomb shelter he had been living in with his wife and 7 children to buy some food. A Katyusha rocket landed less than 10 yards from him, and he was slightly wounded by shrapnel. He was taken to the local hospital, treated, and released. But he says he started feeling worse, not better.
I would start yelling over anything. Any little noise would set me off. I was scared all the time. I was cut off from everyone, even my family. I was embarrassed and didn't want anyone to see me.
A few days later, Malka and his family were taken to a hotel 30 miles south near Tiberias. But Katyushas were falling there as well, and Malka says he spent most of his days there hiding in the bathroom. His emotional state continued to deteriorate, and he stopped eating or even talking to his family. After the war ended, he came home and sought help. He takes out a plastic bag filled with medication he now takes every day, including anti-anxiety pills and antidepressants. He says he was surprised by his strong reaction to the attack.
I was in a combat unit in the army, and I went through all the wars. I was in Kiryat Shmona from the first Katyusha attack years ago. I never believed a strong person like me could be in this situation. But thank God I am a believer, and I know I will get out of this.
Dr. Danny Brohm, the head of a psychotrauma center in Jerusalem, says Malka's symptoms are classic post-traumatic stress disorder. He says that almost all those who lived through the rocket attacks have headaches and trouble sleeping. He says for the majority of people, these symptoms pass in a few weeks or months. But in 10 to 15% of people, the symptoms are more intense.
Then you're talking about people who have severe flashbacks, who are preoccupied with everything that happened to them, who try to really avoid talking about it, seeing the pictures again. They are hyper-aroused, have sleeping difficulties, have concentration problems, but it's all much more severe than the general population.
He says without treatment, many of these people will not be able to function in work or school. Brohm says children can be especially at risk. When schools opened this week, teachers all over Israel spent the first few hours discussing the war. In northern Israel, psychologists were brought into the schools, and teachers were told to watch for children who could be at risk. But Brohm says he believes not enough is being done to treat post-traumatic stress disorder. He says there is still a stigma in Israel against seeking help from psychologists.
When people have gone through war and still feel threatened and still are in a survival mode or in a survival society, it is very important for people to feel in control, and being not in control feels really dangerous for people. Right? Because who knows, tomorrow you have to run again for your life. So there is a built-in problem of letting go.
Back in Kiryat Shmona, Albert Malka has saved some of the jagged metal chunks from the Katyusha rocket that fell near him. And he says he hopes to use the pieces in a sculpture as a way of putting the past behind him. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Kiryat Shmona.